Welcome to the Marketing Happy Hour podcast, sponsored by Shelby & Company, Inc. Your host is Shelby Joyner, CEO and marketing professional. Grab your favorite cocktail and let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about my awesome follow-up role. We're going to stop following up with people after three times. There is nothing worse than being hounded by a salesperson over and over and over again. Whenever I am inquiring about services from people, maybe catering for an event or something like that, and they continuously follow up with me after I'm like, hey, I'll get back with you. Hey, I'll let you know if I need your services. You know, I'm getting other quotes or something like that. I'm going to use my business as an example of what I do with my clients. I am not one of those hardcore salespeople that's going to push somebody. I like my work to speak for itself. I like my whoever referred them to me to speak for me, so that way I'm not having to sell. I don't want to say as hard, but then also I'm not a pushy salesperson. Like, I would really suck as a car salesman because I'm just like, oh, okay, you don't like it. That's fine. All right, thank you. I'm not going to be one of those people that's going to go out there and be very abrasive and like, okay, well, why didn't you say yes? Or like, what did I do wrong? Or like, how can I help you, you know, more? Blah, 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 blah. I believe that the universe brings people to me that are supposed to be working with me. And if they happen to say no to my services or to my proposal, then I wish them the best of luck. And I know that they're going to find someone out there in my industry that's going to work well with them. So that way they can thrive in that. And I may not be that perfect fit. Or it may be a chance for someone else to come into my business as a client that I need to put more time and attention to versus these people that were going to take too much time, right? So we have to kind of think of it that way. And I'm going to talk about rejection first. Rejection is hard for anybody. It took a while for me to be like, they said no to me. I would get offended by it. I would try to beg them. I would try to be like, okay, well, what is your budget? Like, okay, well, okay, sure. I can do the same amount of services for that since that's your budget. Like, I just don't want you to tell me no. I want to be told yes. You need to know your value. And if those people cannot afford you, or if those people do not want to actually do work with you, then that's okay. They are not your type of clientele. They are not the customer you need. Let them find somebody that fits for them. You may not be that fit, and it's okay. Rejection is okay, because rejection means something better is coming in. So when I'm talking about follow-ups, this is my process. I have a consultation with a client. I send them the proposal. After the consultation, as a follow-up, hey, that's my first follow-up. Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to you today. Here's what we went over. I give them a summary of our consultation. And then I say, you know, the proposal that you've already received is also attached to this email. If you have any questions, please let me know. So then I'll wait about 3 to 4 days, because that's a good amount of time for even busy people to look over a proposal. Also, if they are having meetings with other agencies that they are also, you know, wanting to hire or thinking about hiring or comparing to whatever I have to offer, it gives them enough time. I just kind of put that reminder out there as a second follow-up. My second follow-up is, I hope you've had a wonderful week. It was a pleasure meeting with you earlier this week. I just wanted to follow up with you to see if you had any follow-up questions about the proposal that I sent to you. I've looked at your social media. This is kind of like the analysis that I put out there, or that I've noticed about your social media and what we can do better for you at Shelby & Company. So I've sent them the follow-up with the proposal. The second follow-up is going to be, hey, don't forget about me. Here's the analysis about what we can do better for you. So we're offering that solution, right? So then let's say they haven't responded to that. My last follow-up is going to be a week exactly from that email. And that follow-up says, I just wanted to do a final follow-up with you. I like to give 3 chances to people that want to work with me. I would love the opportunity to work with you and your company to help you build your online presence. If you have any further questions, you have my email, you have my phone number, please let me know, and I look forward to talking to you soon. So I leave the ball in their court. We do not want to be pushy. We do not want to sound like we are afraid of rejection. We want to give them the opportunity to say yes to us, and we want the opportunity to say yes to them. So what if I have a consultation with someone that I know is not my clientele? I know that that is a person that I don't want to work with. P.S. It's okay you don't want to work with everybody, by the way. So if it's someone that I don't want to work with, then I'm not going to do that follow-up process. I'm going to do the first email because that's courtesy, because I tell them in the consultation, I'm going to send a wrap-up email, here's the proposal, everything else. So I send them that first follow-up email as like a courtesy to them. And then after that, if they don't ever reach out to me, then it is what it is. I'm not really heartbroken because that wasn't the client that I really wanted anyway. That wasn't the customer that I wanted to deal with. Or I could tell their mindset was not right to hire an agency. As a business owner, you have to be in the right mindset to hire someone like me. You have to understand the value of hiring a marketing agency, and you also have to understand the value of social media for your business. And if those two things don't line up in our first consultation, I can read that really fast. And so that's how I choose which follow-up process that I'm doing. So let's make a conscious effort. As a business owner, whatever your follow-up process is, if you offer a service, if you sell products, let's not continuously hound people, okay? That's annoying. People get pushed at all the time between ads on their social media, between people at the store. We have beggars on every corner these days. People are always being pushed all day long. And so you are the last thing that needs to be added to that list. We want to make sure that we keep our follow-ups professional. We want to make sure we keep them to a minimal. And we want to make sure that we are choosy with who we want to do business with and who our clientele is and who our customer base is, because they're going to respect you. And I'm going to use an example of a client that I had a meeting with, I think it was about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And well, he's not a client yet. So we had a meeting about 4 or 5 weeks ago in person. It was one of those weeks that my daughter was out of school for Christmas break. And so I had to utilize my time very wisely because I only had a certain window of help during the day. So I still had to work. And I got him in the meeting. And so then I sent the follow-up courtesy email. I was really excited about working together. He's definitely someone I want to do business with. His mindset about social media, about his brand is really exciting. And it would be a customer that I would love to have on my portfolio. And so then I did that follow-up. And then I did the second follow-up 3 or 4 days later. And he got back with me, which a lot of people don't with that second follow-up. He got back with me, hey, we're still interviewing other agencies, you're still in the running, blah, blah, blah. Okay, great, that's awesome. That gives me hope, that gives me excitement, you know, and he's also comparing me to other agencies, of which I love, by the way. You should never get insecure about somebody comparing you to someone else in your industry, because that means that if they choose you over them, then you've done something that really stands out. And if they don't choose you over them, then that means that they just work better with someone else, and that's okay. So I did that second follow-up, and he let me know he's going to get back with me. And then he never got back with me, so I did my third and final follow-up about 2 weeks later, just because he was interviewing and it was during the holiday season. So I did my third follow-up, and I haven't heard from him yet. So now when I'm thinking about my three follow-up rule and why I even want to share this on a podcast is because I have to be disciplined enough to stay within my own rule that I've made. Because now I have to make that conscious decision of, if I follow up again, is that too much? Or if I follow up again, does that come across as like someone begging for work? So, or would it be something he would appreciate, or that he understands that I want to be, you know, do business with him? So I'm sticking hardcore to my three follow-up rule to make sure that I stay disciplined in this and do like practice what I preach, because I tell my clients this type of stuff too. So come up with a process on your follow-up after you go and you give your proposal, or after you go and give an estimate for a job. What does that look like? Because you don't want those people to think that you forgot about them, but then we also don't want to hound them too much and like beg for their business.
We hope you learned a lot in this Marketing Happy Hour podcast episode with CEO Shelby Joyner. Remember to follow us on social media at Shelby & Company INC. Share this podcast with your fellow business friends so you can challenge each other to be the best versions of yourselves every day. As Shelby always says, you can't inspire other people if you don't inspire yourself.